Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baidachny and I'm a Principal Technical Evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And welcome back to my training about Visual Studio Code for Mac developers. Today's topic is TypeScript. Last time we discussed JavaScript, and you know that JavaScript is a very popular programming language today. And you can use JavaScript not just in order to create web applications, you can use JavaScript in order to create server-side applications. You can even run Node.js on many microboards, so you can create Internet of Things applications, and so on. But JavaScript is a dynamic language, and some developers who like to use C++, C#, don't like JavaScript very much. But because it's too popular and you can find lots of different frameworks, of course, in some cases, even if you don't like JavaScript, you have to use JavaScript, especially if you want to create something cross-platform, if you want to create something for different server-side operating systems, etc. But there is a way to use JavaScript and use all important object-oriented principles and patterns. So how to do it? You can use TypeScript or similar language like CoffeeScript, for example. So TypeScript and CoffeeScript provide static types and provide opportunity to use the most common object-oriented patterns. And of course, you can create your program in a language similar to C, C++, similar to C#, and after that you can use compiler in case of TypeScript, TypeScript compiler, in order to compile your application from TypeScript to JavaScript. So in general, you will get your JavaScript code, and you can execute it using Node.js, for example, anywhere. And at the same time, you can use all features of object-oriented programming languages. And you can use type IntelliSense system, you can use some additional editor features, and so on. So let's see how to use TypeScript in Visual Studio Code. Of course, Visual Studio Code supports CoffeeScript as well, and you can find some extensions for Visual Studio Code, but I'm going to discuss just TypeScript in this training. First of all, we have to install TypeScript on our computer. In order to do it, I would recommend to install Node.js. I assume that we already made it last time, and if you still did not install Node.js, you have to visit Node.js.org website, and you can simply download Node.js and Node.js Package Manager on your current computer. In our case, in my case at least, I already installed Node.js, and now I can install TypeScript. So in order to do it, I will open terminal window, and we'll execute a command like sudo npm install g globally TypeScript. I have to provide password. And let's wait, it's done. So now I have TypeScript on my machine, and I can use TSC, TypeScript compiler utility, in order to compile my TypeScript code from TypeScript to JavaScript. So let's see if it works. So looks like I have TypeScript version 1.8, 0.1 even, so the latest version of TypeScript. And how to start using TypeScript in Visual Studio Code. In case of C#, for example, we had to install a special plugin, a special extension, in order to add IntelliSense features to Visual Studio Code, in order to add some snippets, etc. In case of TypeScript, you have to do nothing, because Visual Studio Code supports TypeScript as well as JavaScript by default, and contains all needed components in order to work with TypeScript without any specific extensions. For example, if you open Code Preference workspace settings, you will be able to find additional settings around TypeScript, so the same settings like around JavaScript. And using these settings, you can enable or disable some Visual Studio Code features related to TypeScript code editor. And of course, in order to start working with TypeScript, we have to create a project file. In case of JavaScript, it was jsconfig.json. In case of TypeScript, we have to create testconfig.json. And we can use control space in order to find snippet around this file. So click enter, and you can see that we have the same set of components. So you can use a module like common.js. You can use exclude component in order to exclude some folders from your project. And you can use file element in order to include list of files to a project, and so on. So in any case, we can leave this file without any changes. So let's save it, and we have settings.json. Let's delete it. And after that, we can start working with TypeScript. So I'm not going to create any specific TypeScript code. You can simply open TypeScriptLang.org website. On this site, you can find lots of different documents and samples around TypeScript. So let's open documentation and let's copy an example from this page. So something like this. Looks like I have TypeScript code. You can see that there class student, interface person, couple functions. So nothing special, but you will not be able to create the same code in JavaScript, and we will see how TypeScript compiler will recompile this code to JavaScript. So let's open Visual Studio Code. Let's create a new file like main.ts. By default, all TypeScript files have TS extension. So let's copy our code to this file. So you can see we did not install any extensions related to TypeScript, but you can see that Visual Studio Code recognized this file as a TypeScript file and even used different colors for different constructions in this code. So done. And of course, on the next step, we can compile this code. How to compile this code? We can use TSC TypeScript compiler command line tool directly from the terminal window, but it's not a good way. So in order to compile this code, probably it's better to use a task. So let's invoke command palette window, and let's configure task runner. Because we are using something standard, we can find TypeScript in the list, and we have to select TypeScript testconfig.json. So this option will create a task.json file that will compile our files in our working folder. And you can see that in case of TypeScript compiler, Visual Studio Code provides a TypeScript compiler problem matcher in order to provide extended messages and Visual Studio Code like messages about any warnings, about any errors related to our compilation process. So, frankly speaking, that's all, and on this step, we can execute this task. So, we can invoke command palette, and you can see that we can run build task because we have just one task, so we can run this task by default. Let's select this one, or you can use hotkey in order to invoke this task automatically without invoking command palette window. So, execute this task. Something happened, and you can see that we have main.js now. So you can see that our code was compiled, and now we can deploy this JavaScript to anywhere and use it in our project. So the idea is very simple. You can create any number of files in TypeScript, and you even can mix TypeScript and JavaScript. And once you want to test your application, once you want to deploy it to anywhere, you have to recompile your application, generate JavaScript, and after that you will be able to deploy this JavaScript. You will be able to use your browser, for example, in order to test this JavaScript, and so on. Of course, it's better to place JavaScript output files in a separate folder. It's better to exclude them from the project and so on. But in our case, we are not working with very complex projects, so we simply have two files, main.js and main.js. Of course, that not all. There is a problem. If we create our TypeScript files from scratch, we have IntelliSense system. We can easy use classes, interfaces. We can easy create objects, and we will see strong types. We will able to use parameters, etc. So all standard features of object-oriented programming language. But in case of complex projects, you have to use lots of external libraries. You have to use lots of external packages. For example, if you want to use Node.js, Node.js is not just execution environment. It's a framework as well. It contains several packages. And of course, all these packages are developed in JavaScript. So in case of external packages that are developed in JavaScript or developed in C programming language and already compiled, you will not able to invoke IntelliSense system, because Visual Studio Code knows nothing about external packages, knows nothing about anything that allocated inside Node.js framework or inside any other framework. So in order to give opportunity to Visual Studio Code use some IntelliSense systems, we have to add a special TypeScript definition files. So even if you have something that you cannot add to your project and something that is external to Visual Studio Code, you can continue to use IntelliSense system adding TypeScript definition file that contains just description of interface for the external component. So for example, if you want to use Node.js, you can add Node.js TypeScript definition file, and this file will contain a description for interface for all Node.js components. And Visual Studio Code can read information from TypeScript definition files in order to provide IntelliSense system features. But there is a question, okay, I can add a TypeScript definition file for my frameworks, for my external components, modules, libraries, etc. But there I can find these TypeScript definition files. Of course, you can create your own TypeScript definition files. But if you use standard packages, usually you will be able to find ready-to-use TypeScript definition files for all standard packages. So I would recommend to visit, for example, definitelytyped.org website, and on this site you can find GitHub repository with lots of different packages. For example, if you want to install Amplify.js TypeScript definition, you can find Amplify.js in this list. If you want to install Node.js, you can find Node.js TypeScript definition package in this list as well. And in order to use this manager, in order to use these packages, you can use a special TypeScript definition manager. You can install it using Node.js package manager, npm tool. And after that, you will be able to use TypeScript definition manager in order to install all needed packages. Couple months ago, I told just about TSD utility, but there is a problem, because TypeScript is a very popular programming language today. You can find several different sources for TypeScript definition files. So today, TSD utility probably is not the best choice in order to install packages, because TSD utility will work exactly with this site. So Microsoft proposes to use another utility, and the second utility called Typings. You can use Typings in the same way in order to download and install TypeScript definition files to a working folder from many different sources. You have not to think about these sources at all, including this source. So you simply have to provide name for your package, and Typings utility will find all needed components in different TypeScript definition files sources. So let's see how to use Typings tool. In order to do it, we have to install Typings on your local machine. So sudo npm install g Typings. I have to provide password as usual. So done. And on this stage, I can use this cool utility. So we can try typings help, for example, in order to see parameters there. You can see that there are lots of different commands, and at least we have to use install command. So for example, if I want to install TypeScript definition file for Amplify.js, I can type something like this: typings install Amplify.js. Let's see if it works. I forgot about a very important parameter, a. So let's try to do it once again, or a or ambient. Let's execute it. And done, and I can open Visual Studio Code, and you can see that we have typings folder there, and we can see several TypeScript definition files inside this folder. So for example, we can find definition file for Amplify.js. And inside you can see that they are just interfaces, so there is no implementation at all. And once you have TypeScript definition file in your list, you can use IntelliSense system after that. In next session, we are going to discuss Node.js, and in the beginning, I'm going to show how to use Node.js TypeScript definition file in order to use it in Visual Studio Code and in order to get access to IntelliSense system.